Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bibles when you hear that bell and turn to the book of Luke, chapter 24. And we're going to continue this study about Jesus after his resurrection and those to whom he appeared, particularly to these two men whom he walked with to Emmaus. And then he ate with them. There's something special about eating with someone. You get to know someone by eating with them. I know when a young man takes a young lady out on a date, a lot of times that first date is to go out and have dinner together, because there's a certain intimacy that occurs when you're eating with one another. And when Jesus sat down to eat with these two men with whom he had been walking, he served as the master of that feast. And as they begin to eat with him, they realized that this was Jesus whom they had known before his death, and they're seeing him after his resurrection. And there he was in his flesh and bones. You know, it was necessary for Jesus to arise in such a form that they might know he came back in the very body with which he died, and he saw no corruption. And that was necessary to come back in just such a way that they would know that this was Jesus. But Jesus himself had said that after his suffering, he would be glorified. And so we wonder about what kind of body we're going to have after we rise from the dead. And we'll talk about that a little bit in this lesson. So turn to Luke chapter 24. And as you're turning, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying today a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday of April the 1st, 1923. And I want to begin in Luke chapter 24, and I want to read verses 30 and 31. And we will return then to these Sunday school notes. But it says in the Bible that it came to pass, when he had sat down with them to meat, he took the bread and blessed and brake it. He gave it to them, and their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Now there's some common things and some strange things that occur here. It is common for men to eat when they're hungry, and it was obviously Jesus was there in bodily form, and that food was gone, so the evidence was there that this was indeed a man sitting there with them. But then that body vanished. And isn't that so strange? It shows that, yes, he rose, and he was here in the flesh as he rose from the dead, but this person that appeared to them in the flesh was also the Son of God. And Jesus declared with power the fact that he was the Son of God by the resurrection from the dead, Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. You see, flesh and blood belong to this earthly state, and they cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. At 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 30, Christ's body of flesh and bones did not see corruption in the tomb. Therefore, it must have been the same after the resurrection. Possibly, he was changed into his glorious body when he ascended into heaven, as those who are alive at his coming will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Let me read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning in verse 51. Paul says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now the text says in Luke chapter 24 and verse 31 that their eyes were open. Whatever they had held their eyes from seeing who Jesus was. Now that was removed. The customary manner of their Lord in breaking bread and giving thanks and distributing it helped them to realize who He was. When they were fully convinced, He vanished out of their sight. With supernatural power, He disappeared, not as a human being ordinarily departs out of a room. And then they hastened to relate the wonderful story to others. They had come in the evening, and so it was now growing dark. But in the closing hours, as the night came upon them, they made their way back to Jerusalem to tell those 11. These occurrences generally greatly astonished them. While Jesus talked to them along the way and opened to them the Scriptures in a light they had never seen before, their hearts burned with wonder and joy and rekindling hope. The news was too good to keep them until morning. They at once arose and returned to Jerusalem to inform the apostles and others of all they had seen and heard. And when they reached the 11 and others, they found the whole company discussing the resurrection of Jesus, saying He had risen and appeared to Simon. And then they rehearsed what they had seen. I want to read to you the rest of the book of Luke, beginning in Luke chapter 24, and we will be beginning in verse 32 and read to the end of the chapter, which is the end of the book. It says, "And they said to one another, Was not our heart burning within us while He spake to us in the way, while He opened to us the Scriptures? And they arose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared unto Simon. And they rehearsed the things that had happened in the way, and how He was known of them in the breaking of the bread. And as they spake these things, He Himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed they beheld a spirit. And He said unto them, Why are you troubled? And wherefore do you questionings arise in your hearts? See My hands and My feet, that it is I Myself. Handle Me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see Me, but behold Me having. And when He had said this, He showed them His hands and His feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and wonder, He said to them, Have ye anything here to eat? And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish, and He took it and ate before them. And He said unto them, These are My words which was spoken to you while I was with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled, which is written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning Me. Then opened He their minds, that they might understand the Scriptures. And He said unto them, Thus it is written, that Christ should suffer, and rise again from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in His name unto all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Ye are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send you forth the promise of the Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city, until ye be clothed with power from on high. And He led them out until they were over against Bethany. And He lifted up His hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while He blessed them, He parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Now that brings us to the end of the book of Luke. And in the course of these studies of the life of Christ, as we've examined it from the book of Luke, we have read almost every word of that beautiful book. And that pretty much brings this lesson of Jesus to a close. Now, at the end of this particular Sunday school lesson for April 1st, 1923, the E.A. Elam included this little rhyme. It says, it's by Thomas Hastings, and it goes like this. Ye mourning saints, dry every tear for your departed Lord. Behold the place. He is not here. The tomb is all unbarred. The gates of death were closed in vain. The Lord is risen. He lives again. Now, there was a little summary lesson to all of these lessons about the coming of the Lord. And I find that here in a review about Jesus as the world Savior. And the lessons of this quarter have been about Jesus, the world Savior. The studies have been in Luke, beginning with chapter 13, and the introductory lessons in the quarters from lesson 1. The golden text for all of this is 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And then we are requested to read from the book of Revelation about Jesus in His glory saving man. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. And after these things I saw, and behold, a great multitude, which no man could number, out of every nation, and of all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, arrayed in white robes and palms in their hands, and they cry with a great voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sitteth on the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels were standing round about the throne, and all the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell before the throne on their faces and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, that these that are arrayed in white robes, who are they, and which came they? And I said unto him, My Lord, thou knowest. And he said unto me, These are they that have come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and they serve Him day and night in His temple. And He sitteth on the throne, shall spread His tabernacle over them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne shall be their shepherd, and He shall guide them to the fountains of the waters of life, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And with that, this study of Jesus as our Savior comes to a close. And what I want to do is turn now in this Sunday school lesson to relate what is soon to come in the next quarter. And it is a story, or our study, of the great men of the Old Testament. I'm going to look for there was an introduction to this that I'm looking for here. It is found right here. It says, not all the great men and women of the Bible can be studied in 6 months. For instance, the list given in Hebrews 11, reaching from the righteous Abel to the glorified Son of God, cannot be studied one by one in so short a time. The author of this list declares the time would fail him to tell of the heroic deeds and the wonderful works which numerous ones performed through faith. Also the cruel sufferings and tortures, and bitter persecutions that they endured. But we can make the study of the ones we do take up the most profitable, since God in His wisdom has set up this list before us and has given us the Bible and the lives of such men and women. We can do nothing better than to study and follow their faith. We follow the list in these lessons of the International Committee presents it, and every character is a most worthy one being a Bible character.